Welcome to the VK7 Regional News for the 28th of January 2018. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7WI and is read today by Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations on 3570 by Mike, VK7FB. On 7140 by Peter, VK7TPE, on 14130 by Gary, VK7JGD, and on 28.525 by Tony, VK7VKT. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. News from the northwest. And this comes from the Northwest Tasmanian Radio and TV Group, or the NWTR and TVG. Horse Endurance Ride, Sheffield, March the 17th, 2018. It's that time of the year again. Another opportunity for a great day out, making good use of your mobile radio, supporting a terrific sport and involving young and older. We are looking for three checkpoint crews, preferably of two people, though both don't need to be licensed operators, plus another crew for the ride base. The job is to note the number and the times of riders passing through the checkpoint and to radio these through to base. Other roles might be to call for assistance via a farrier to deal with a thrown shoe or for a float to pick up a lame horse. Some checkpoints are also water points, so topping up the troughs from containers may also provide some variety. It's an early start and finish, preferably calling into base in Sheffield at about 06:30 to collect instructions and paperwork, and then being set up at a checkpoint by not long after 07:00. The course runs through country either side of the Sheffield to Railton Road and towards Kimberley about the bridle track road. Dave, VK7DC, is organising things, but he's been away for a few days. So please let Roger, VK7ARN, and his email address is vk7arn@wia.org.au, let him know of your availability. Although it's a few weeks away, we need to be able to confirm in the next week or two that we can do the job. An early response will be appreciated. Please get it in your diary and let Roger know that you'll be there. The day out normally brings a good donation to the club in return for our efforts. And remember, though Bob, VK7MGW, might not agree, some say it's better than motorsport because you can talk to the drivers as they pass. And that news contribution was by Roger, VK7RN. Or it's probably VK7ARN, actually. The things we do to stay on air. 6 weeks ago, Jim, VK7JH, had throat surgery and a side effect was loss of voice. The best he can manage is a whisper, and even that is unreliable. What to do? He already had software and an interface to play the weekly news broadcasts, and a quick check on the Pure Basic forum gave a method of controlling the Microsoft text-to-speech engine. It didn't take long before the two systems were joined together and text-to-radio was born. If you're on the Northwest repeaters and hear a strange voice, we haven't been invaded by aliens. It's VK7JH's new and hopefully temporary voice at work. The main handicap is Jim's typing speed. Expect long delays between overs. It's also common for the Microsoft system to revert to spelling words. Even words it said correctly a minute ago will get the spelling treatment next time. Microsoft also has a strange idea of what an Australian voice sounds like. Definitely private school. And that's thanks to Jim, VK7JH, for this item. Meeting notice. The next meeting of the NWTR and TVG is scheduled for Saturday, February the 3rd, 2018. Yes, that's next Saturday. This will be the club's AGM, followed by the bi-monthly general meeting. The venue will be the Lions Club facility, Showgrounds, Flora Street, West Ulverston. All executive positions will fall vacant at the AGM, so it is suggested members give this some serious consideration and maybe consider themselves or alternatively nominate a club friend for one of the five positions. The appropriate nomination form for executives has been emailed or posted to all members. Membership subscriptions now due. Members are also advised that membership subscriptions for 2018 are now due as of the 1st of January 2018. The appropriate reminder has been forwarded by email or posted to all members recently, including the renewal form for 2018. Members are asked to return the renewal form along with the appropriate payment to the club membership officer at their earliest convenience. Thank you to those members who have now renewed their membership for 2018. 73s until next time, says Tony, VK7 Alpha X-Ray, and he's the news officer for the NWTR and TVG. Northern News. Summer's on the Air, or SOTA, a discussion and action group interested in promoting and activating Tasmanian summits, meets regularly at Launceston's Glebe Gardens Cafe. Summits on the Air is an amateur radio operating award program launched in Great Britain in 2002, which is now known worldwide. SOTA's aim is to encourage licensed amateur radio operators to operate temporarily from mountainous locations, combining hiking and mountain climbing with operating their amateur radio station from the summits of hills and mountains. Those who set up a station on the summit are known as activators, and those who contact or work activators on summits are known as chasers. Points are awarded to the activator for the activating a summit, and also to each of the chasers working the activator. The higher the mountain is, the more points the activator and each chaser receive. And if you're interested in this aspect of amateur radio and would like to become involved, the group meets informally at the Glebe Gardens Cafe at 166 Henry Street, Launceston, between 10:30 and 12, Mondays and Fridays. Even if you are not able to participate as an activator, come along and have a coffee and a chat. Put forward your ideas and possible locations. This group has activated peaks in many Tasmanian and Bass Strait locations. Join us and become familiar with this different facet of our hobby. And that's from Peter, VK7PL, and Al, VK7AN. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club, or NTARC. Possible Wednesday evening technical sessions. Members who attended our January general meeting heard that the committee is considering commencing a midweek evening technical or practical night, perhaps on those Wednesday evenings which do not coincide with our general meetings, or another night during the week if a get-together is desired every week. Starting time could be flexible, but as an initial suggestion, say 7:30 p.m. and running through to perhaps 10. In fact, the concept is very flexible, with possible topics including regular show-and-tell sessions, fault diagnosis and repair, project design and or construction, antenna classes, practical operating tuition, especially in new or emergency transmission modes, radio setup and programming, and perhaps an occasional technical lecture or other training. In short, the evening can be just about anything attendees want it to be. Now, it must be said that the response to this suggestion at the meeting was decidedly underwhelming. Only one member spoke in favour of the idea, seeing it as a good means to further develop adoption of the various digital voice modes on our new VK7RAA repeaters. No other comment was forthcoming. Needless to say, we would certainly want to see greater support and enthusiasm for the Wednesday evening concept if it is to proceed. So, how about it? If you would be interested in seeing this development introduced and taking part in it, whether regularly or as circumstances permit, please comment to that effect in your callbacks this morning, or at coffee mornings, or by emailing your comments to the president@ntarc.net. We'll run this item for a couple of weeks and then gauge the level of interest from those comments. 2018 membership fees. Just a friendly reminder to those that haven't as yet renewed their 2018 membership. Your membership for 2017 expired on the 31st of December, and your name now appears on the membership register as an unfinancial member. It'll remain as such on that register until renewed or until the 30th of June, when your name must be removed if your annual subscription remains unpaid at that date. In the interim, a reminder that NTARC's 2018 membership fees are $30 for a full voting member and $5 additional for each family member that the voting member wishes to add to his or her primary membership. As all listeners must be aware, the replacement of aging legacy equipment, along with other ongoing care and maintenance of our repeater systems, does not come cheaply. For you to be able to continue to enjoy this aspect of your hobby and for NTARC to continue to provide this great network, we need your support. If you are not a member of NTARC, please consider joining. If you have been a member in the past but have let that membership lapse for any reason, please consider rejoining. In either case, an application form can be found on our website at www.ntarc.net. Or why not pop into the club rooms on a Monday or Friday during coffee hours and collect an application. You'll be made most welcome. If club membership is not your cup of tea, we fully understand. In those circumstances, perhaps you might care to make a direct donation to our repeater fund rather than pay a yearly subscription. If so, we would be happy to receive your contribution, either in person or at a club meeting or coffee morning, or you can post it to P.O. Box 275, Launceston 7250. Any donation will be gladly accepted, and all donations will be officially receipted and noted accordingly against the repeater project. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Regional News Broadcast. Coming events. Annual General Meeting. This is, of course, still from NTARC. The Annual General Meeting of NTARC will take place on Wednesday, the 14th of February 2018 at the NTARC Club Rooms, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie, commencing at 7:30pm. Business at the AGM will consist of confirmation of the minutes of the 2017 AGM and then reception and consideration of reports from the committee, including the Treasurer's report and reports from our various managers and coordinators. This will be followed by the election of office bearers and committee persons for 2018. The meeting will then consider any item of special business for which the requisite notice has been received by the closing date. All current office holders and committee positions fall vacant at the AGM. Nominations for each office bearer and the committee members are invited and should be made in writing to the secretary, along with the signatures of the nominator, seconder, and that of the member nominated. Appointments will also be required to the positions of internal auditor and public officer. Please note that for your convenience, there is a nomination form available on the NTARC website, www.ntarc.net, and forms can also be found at the club room. Please ensure that the completed nomination form is returned to the secretary by close of business on the 8th of February 2018 at the following address: The Secretary, NTARC Incorporated, P.O. Box 275, Launceston, Tasmania 7250. Members are again reminded that they will need to have paid their 2018 renewal subscription before the meeting commences at 7:30pm to be able to vote at the annual general meeting. Similarly, they will need to have paid their 2018 subscription before they can be nominated or nominate a second or second someone for office, as only financial members can exercise those privileges. The AGM will be followed by the February General Meeting. Coffee mornings. A reminder that our twice-weekly coffee sessions are held every Monday and Friday, commencing at 10 a.m. and running through until about noon or longer if members want to linger longer. Please remember that aside from the good company, freely offered philosophical views, maybe less than expert political analysis, tall tales and genuinely good fare on offer, these coffee events are normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. At the moment, we have no cards awaiting collection. Please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club and its facilities and other services we provide by joining us at these sessions, enjoying the company, coffee and the cake, and leaving a gold coin or two or even a small banknote in the jar to assist in our ongoing operations. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to the weekly roundup, then please email the secretary at ntarc.net. As always, I look forward to seeing you at Rochely. And that's 73 from Yvonne, the Secretary, VK7FYMX. She's Secretary of NTARC Incorporated. And now on to Southern News and the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania Incorporated, or better known as REAST. The annual general meeting, save the date. REAST AGM and barbecue will be held at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms on February the 18th, 2018 at 11 a.m, and it will be followed by a BYO barbecue lunch. See you there. 2018 subscriptions due. 3 weeks into 2018 and your membership has expired. Subscriptions remain at $35 for the year, and it's great value for money, helping the club pay with running costs and to bring members new benefits and activities. Things purchased with your funds this year include a new first aid kit, new chairs for the club rooms, a new club repeater, and as always, repeater licensing. We can now accept payments via credit card. Either pay online, or if you wish to pay at the club rooms, we now have a credit card reader machine. Accepting all major cards, please find the secretary or treasurer at the club rooms, who will gladly assist in membership renewal. Alternatively, you can only pay via credit card online at the REAST website. For any membership renewal queries, please contact Scott by email, and his address, secretary@reast.asn.au. And that's 73 from Ben, VK7BEN, the REAST president. February presentation night. Hayden, VK7HH, will be giving a presentation on voting and simulcasting repeaters using VK-Link. It'll include some theory and how a voting and simulcast system operates in the field, and will include a demo of the VK-Link system. Hayden will also be bringing along and demonstrating his remote rig box. This should be a fascinating presentation. When is it? Wednesday, February the 7th, 2018, starting at 7:30 p.m. See the REAST Facebook events for details. See you there. Successful assessments. Last Saturday, we ran a foundation license course, and there were three successful candidates: Chris McNabb and Mark Corlett, who are both from New Norfolk, and Keith Berry from Westaway. So it was a Derwent Valley assessment. Hi. Congratulations on successfully passing your foundation license, and we look forward to hearing you on the air. We had one candidate sit their standard upgrade and was successful with the regulations, however, just missed out on the standard, however, is keen to try again soon. The course was run by assessors Justin, VK7TW, and Reg, VK7KK, and they were assisted by nominated assessor Malcolm, VK5MJ, from Berry in the Riverland, South Australia. Malcolm is here on holidays, as he has family here. Thanks, Malcolm. And that's 73 from Justin, VK7TW, and Reg, VK7KK. Experimenters Night. We had another cram-packed night of experimenting with standing room only. We welcomed John Wallace, who came along with the radio he wanted some help testing. John is interested in radio, starting with CB a while ago, and is looking to do the foundation license training and assessment. Tom, VK7NTK, was helping John along with Steve, VK700, and Ben, VK7BEN. It was also great to see Reg, VK7KK, along, and he was discussing the up-and-coming Rotary Drone Fest with Ron Cullen. Justin, VK7TW, and Martin, VK7MA, continue doing battle with the code plug configuration of Justin's MD380 and had some great success with setting up the talk group, zones, receive groups, and other configurations. We thank Tony, VK5TT, who called in to offer assistance with some of the more tricky DMR, MARC, and Brandmeister network interconnects. Thanks, Martin and Tony. Rex, VK7MO, showed off his recently purchased small milling table that he's using for the azimuth adjustment on a portable 10/24 gig rig. Thanks, Rex. Scott, VK7LX, was beavering away with club membership administrator until the screwdriver came out, and it was a discovery of where can we mount the MMDVM board in or on the new Yaesu DR1X. we quickly came to the conclusion that it would be mounted in a separate RU case next to the repeater. Thanks, Scott. Kim, VK7KB, brought up an interesting XPMG radio branch discone antenna, which covers up to 500 MHz. Alan, VK7KAJ, and Kim then reminisced about the Collins 10 kilowatt transmitter they worked on at the Antarctic Division. Kim also donated to the club some very nice 70 centimetre diplexers that are ex-Antarctic Division, and these will be used on the new digital repeaters. Thanks, Kim. Tom, VK7NTK, has been working last week on a new and improved broadcast control centre, which further improves our ability to schedule and run broadcast files across multiple sites and transmitters. Thanks, Tom. A reminder that this Wednesday night is an experimenter's night, and we will be continuing with digital modes, satellite hunting, if there are some passes, and experimenting. So if you're interested in some amateur radio experimentation, playing radios, or just having a coffee and a chat, we'd love to see you from 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday nights. Keep an eye on the REAST TAS Facebook page events for details. See you there, says Justin. And that's 73s from him, VK7TW. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Regional News broadcast. Technology news. Antarctic research boosted with Speedcast services. Speedcast will supply mission-critical remote communication services for Australia's Antarctic research stations. The federal government has awarded Speedcast a contract to supply VSAT bandwidth, equipment and installation, including training, antenna upgrades and repositioning, plus network optimisation for Australia's Antarctic research stations. The company will also provide additional support to other scientific users, such as Geoscience Australia, at the three Australian Antarctic research stations, Mawson, Casey and Davis, as well as the base on Macquarie Island. The tender for the contract was released in June 2017 by the Australian Antarctic Division. The tender document stated, "The AAD intends to take this opportunity to substantially upgrade the satellite capacity and support services to each of its Antarctic stations. With the updates Speedcast is making to the satellite link, the research program will have four times more throughput than it had with their previous provider once the installations are completed in January 2018. Our team of highly qualified engineers is proud to provide 24/7 support and solutions to enable individuals in these remote and harsh locations to communicate with the outside world for day-to-day communication and in the event they need emergency assistance," said Pierre-Jean Bellaire, CEO of Speedcast. "This win is an example of the increase in government spending in satellite communications and Speedcast's ability to grow market share as the government segment continues to expand," he said. "While there may be up to 120 people on each research station in the summer, during the harsh winters of Antarctica, when travel to the icy continent is not possible, the population of each research station is much smaller, and satellite communication is their only link to the outside world. The reliability of these links is essential for the well-being of wintering expeditioners and enables telemedicine support if required." And that was sourced from the Critical Comms Webazine. And now, regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. SOTA Group, Monday and Friday, coffee sessions from 10:30 a.m. at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10 a.m. in the club rooms at Archer Street, Rochelle in Launceston. REAST, Wednesday afternoon group meets from noon and then the experimenters night from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain club rooms in Hobart. REAST, 23-centimetre QSO party, following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.1 megs FM and then moves to 1296.2 JT65 in the Greater Hobart area. And events, NWTR and TVG, February the 3rd, 2018, AGM, followed by the bi-monthly general meeting at the Lions Club facility in the showgrounds, Flora Street, West Ulverston. Reist, February the 7th, 2018, Hayden, VK7HH. He'll be giving a presentation on voting and simulcasting repeaters using VK-Link. Weiss and South, February the 9th and 10th, 2018. Endurance Ride, Dalmaney Park, Oatlands. The Southern Tasmanian Endurance Riders, preparation on Friday, ride start early on Saturday. NTARC, February the 14th, 2018, the Annual General Meeting. Wednesday the 14th in the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie, Launceston from 19:30 hours. And again, Reist on February the 18th, 2018, their Annual General Meeting and BYO Barbecue, Queen's Domain Club Rooms in Hobart from 11 a.m. And now a fast fact to finish. Did you know 41 new species are discovered by scientists every single day? If you are interested in becoming an amateur radio operator or upgrading your license, then we suggest you contact your local club for details and or take a look at what the Radio and Electronics School has to offer. They have a range of courses that can be delivered through a variety of methods, and they can be found at www.res.net.au. Just a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcasts, your newsreader will be VK7PD. Repeaters, Reist, NTARC and NWTR and the TVG. 80 metres will be brought to you by VK7TW, 40 VK7RO, 20 VK7TPE and on 10 metres VK7JGD. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. Thanks to all the people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Regional News broadcast for this week. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900 hours, followed by the VK7 Regional News at 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to the stand-in VK7 Regional News and Broadcast Coordinator, yours truly, Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo. And my email address is jenna.michael@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Regional News Yahoo group. The deadline for items is 2100 hours on the Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening, and relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. From the VK7 Regional News, it's a very good morning to you all from Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo.